They awarded him the Medal of Honor posthumously and then renamed Carfield Mathis Field after Jack Mathis. His brother, Mark Mathis, asked to replace Jack in the 303rd Bombardier. He was allowed to, put in the same type plane, and he was lost on the North Sea, also in May of 1943. Mathis Field trained the Bombardiers, and they trained with the Norden bomb sight, which at this time in the 40s was the very edge of technology. These things were surrounded by barbed wire and chain link fences. They were kept in a vault, and those that trained on these things signed an oath of secrecy. The Norden bomb sight is one of the reasons we were able to win the war, because it gave them precise ability to drop bombs. Again, there was another group of people that put together some acreage on the east side of town, and they drew it out and they mapped it out and they provided the infrastructure, and they went to the war office and they said, "We've got a field that is waiting for you. We want an air base in San Angelo, Texas." And the military said, "We'll be there." And in 1940, Goodfellow Air Force Base was established in San Angelo, Texas. 10,000 fighter pilots were eventually trained at Goodfellow Air Force Base and were sent overseas. Most of these people came back and were decorated for heroism. We even had one of them that was on the Dooley Raid from Goodfellow Air Force Base. And now we are well known throughout the world for intelligence and fire training. Still, the unique growth of San Angelo. We're the wool capital of the world. In 1952, the Miss Wool Contest was the inaugural time in San Angelo. In 1958, the Miss Wool became a national contest. We had Art Linkletter down here to MC it. In 1968, the celebration was moved to the Concho River, and tens of thousands of people gathered to watch 20 contestants on sailboats pulled by motorboats. In 2011, the parade was resurrected once again. In 2013, we completed a $13 million half-cent sales tax bond that dredged the Concho River, stabilized the banks of the river, built trails on the river, put lights on the river, and art on the river once again to bring our river and to make the beauty of San Angelo.
Who was mayor then? Who was that guy?
Maybe Lawn or...
No, I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. I was on the council, but I wasn't mayor. The river, the Concho River, is the reason we're here today. It brought the Humano Indians to us hundreds of years ago. It brought the Spanish here in 1632, and they established some short-lived missions. It brought the Europeans here in 1867, and they established Fort Concho. It brought the rest of the ruffians here in the late 1860s, and they established the city of Santa Angela. And from our infamous beginnings, we have grown and matured to the city that we are today. Jesus told us many years ago that the greatest commandment was to love God, and commandment number two was to love your neighbor as yourself. I don't think that on this side of eternity, we will ever successfully do what he told us. But in San Angelo, we have learned to respect our neighbor. We have learned to appreciate our neighbor. And we have learned to get along with our neighbors and pull together with our neighbors so that we can get things done, because Abilene's 100 miles away. We don't have 100 miles in the 1880s was a long, long distance. We never had anybody to come to our rescue. When we had a problem, we took care of it, and we took care of it ourselves, and we've been doing it for 150 years. I love my little city. I'm very proud of my little city. It's a very unique little city, and I think that we are what we are because we have used ourselves, which is all we ever had. We work together. And that kind of concludes my little...
Well, Becca, what was your term as mayor?
I was 213 through that's this last May. I had 4 years. Yeah, we completed the river in my term as mayor.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So, but I'm going to say, I challenge anybody or any city that your mayor knows as much about this man, about their city, as he does. Is that not amazing?
Well, I'm pretty proud of my city.
Well, and it shows. I mean, is that compassionate about a city or what? And that's why I asked you to do it again, because I think I just learned more today. And I've heard that story a couple of times. And I just learned more. And I've lived here quite a while.
You know, we are so different in the makeup of our city and the people that live here. But, you know, that's something that we've got to remember is each and every one of us is important. We all have something to contribute. We all have a responsibility. And by working together, we can be what we are.
Well, and I'm with you, and Jeremy's got the mic.
Well, I know, Scott, you got some questions. I got a couple questions. We got less than 5 minutes. So, Dwayne, I know you said 1928 when things just really blew up as far as expansion. That was the year of the Cactus Hotel. Is that right?
Cactus Hotel, I believe, was built in 1928. Most of these buildings downtown were built in the 20s.
Okay. And that was, we were talking about earlier, do we know if that was the first Hilton?
I think it was the second. Okay. I think, and if my memory is working here, Jeremy, I think the first one was in Eastland. And I think that this was the second Hilton that was built.
And look, if you go to the Cactus, look at the craftsmanship back then too.
Isn't it beautiful?
It is beautiful. And it's still one of the premier places to
look at yeah. Fort Concho. They brought these guys in from Fredericksburg, these old Germans, and they put this thing together. You know, put them together.
Of course, they're older now. But if you go down Prizer, Harris, mm-hmm. downtown by Shannon on the other side, you can see those streets. You remember how wide they were?
Yes.
And they still are. And see some of the heritage down there, and you have to kind of vision it, but you can see in the day how impressive that must have been.
Yeah, it was just flat land back there. Someone had to draw it off and design.
Of course,
it.
You know they say that a lot of the streets were like tied a paintbrush or something on a donkey's ass. He just went through to design the layout of them.
Yeah, well, that could be true. I've heard that said,
but the whole layout of the town and the way it's done and you know. It's just wonderful, isn't it?
I think there was some real planning went into it, and whether Bart DeWitt realized what he was doing or not, he was able to do it right.
See, that was one thing I wanted to ask you. A lot of times you see a city or a town named after an individual. So I just wondered, you know, if there's ever a chance we could have been called just DeWitt instead of San Angelo.
Well, you know, he named it after his wife. His wife was Angela. He named it Santa Angela. So he named it after his wife.
I'm glad he did.
And it was in 1883 when the post office decided that was grammatically incorrect. And they changed it from Santa Angela to San Angelo.
I know if somebody just turned on the radio and they said, Scott's trying to promote San Angelo. This is the worst place. Meet his people, blah, blah, blah. What's he doing? But you know what? And I do mean this. Everybody that has moved to San Angelo or come through said, you know, is this for real? Because these people are so nice in your community. This is how it is here. You go to the grocery store, you go to a convenience store. And they come in, they go, are these people real? I said, this is just how it is.
Just the way it is, isn't it?
People are just nice. There may be a few, but I'm going to say most people here are just friendly and nice.
Yeah, we had some guys on the radio the other day from the Stock Show and Rodeo that travel all over the world, and they said this is their favorite rodeo simply because of the people. And they said they'll go to the Fort Worth and the Houston and these big old rodeos, but the people don't want to volunteer. They don't want to help. And this is the only place to say when the rodeo is done, they actually help after it's done with the cleanup and everything else.
Look at all of the good fellow retirees that come back here. Look at all of the people that come here that are sent here on as part of their duty, and they stay here. I mean, there's got to be a reason for that. They come back because we treat them well.
Well, and I love I love working with the military.
They're a good bunch of people.
They're wonderful people. I mean, I love working with the military.
Highly intelligent.
Yes.
I mean, it's just a good group of individuals.
You know, so they said, well, Scott, there's some people who want to see their with the military. Thank God. I love them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just honest, good people. But just in general, I don't care. And you always joke me, well, I'm from the north side. And I said, well, doesn't matter to me. I mean, I'm from Sonora. You know, we joke about when you start dipping, not till 11, but it doesn't matter. If you're just good people, and I don't see a difference.
Now, I was born and raised in Northside. I still bleed blue. I hate it when my Chiefs are not successful, but, you know, we're all part of San Angelo. We live in the Concho Valley, and we need everybody that's here.
I figure the easiest way to get over anything is play sports.
I agree with you.
No good common denominator, I promise you.
It will equalize,
I promise you. You know it. Yeah, it does. Hey, folks, I'm going to tell you right now, I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have, because I love hearing stuff like this and heritage and growing up. It's just a neat, neat story. This man will share with you. If he's at the car wash, that's where I just saw him, you sit down with him, he will tell you a story and enjoy telling you, and you can see the passion in this man's heart about what he talks about. But if you want to buy a house, I'd have a little passion to help you there, too. Give us a call, 949-5575. We appreciate you listening, and we'll catch you next Sunday.